Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Olectra Greentech Limited Q4 FY22 investors conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Kale from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ali. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY22 post results conference call of Olectra Greentech. From the management team today we have with us, Mr. Sharat Chandra, the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and other members of the team, Mr. Ramesh and Mr. Santosh. I now hand over the call to Mr. Sharat Chandra for his opening remarks, post which we can have the Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Sharat.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Apologies for our actually absence of our CMD Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. K.V. Pradeep, who is in this call. I am taking the presentation as read along with the safe harbor statement thereon. We are pleased to announce a very strong set of results in Q4. The performance of Q4 is quite significant in terms of both top line and bottom line growth and reflects the capabilities of our supply chain, production, and agility of our teams in delivering excellent results. I'll begin with providing you the key highlights for quarter four and full year earnings and then take you through the detailed financials. For Q4, we have delivered 85% growth in revenue, 104% growth in EBITDA, and 91% growth in PAT. We are grateful to our teams and all the stakeholders and are committed to deliver profitable and sustainable results. To incentivize the shareholders, the board has recommended a dividend of 10.40 per equity share, which we have actually declared after a very, very long gap. Q4 P&L highlights are as follows. Talking about the key financial metrics for Q4, our standalone revenues ended at INR 268 crores versus INR 144.7 crores, an increase of 85% over last year, corresponding quarter, primarily driven by the electric bus segment, which has grown by 107%, followed by insulator segment, which also contributed to a growth by 19%. Talking about the gross margins, overall in value terms, the electric bus segment has significantly contributed due to higher volumes, 127 buses in this current quarter versus 68 in the corresponding previous quarter. Also higher operating income from bus operations has contributed to higher gross margins. Though the insulator segment has got impacted due to higher raw material cost, overall, in terms of overall on a company basis, the electric bus segment has contributed to significant growth in gross margins. On the fixed cost side, there is savings in testing and operating expenses, and even the other administrative selling costs were under control despite increase in travel and marketing related spends reaching close to pre-COVID levels. As far as EBITDA is concerned, we have achieved significant growth over last year, both in absolute and in percentage terms. We delivered 31 crores INR versus INR 15.2 crores last year, a growth of 103%. In terms of percentage, in terms of value, it is 15.8 crores growth versus previous quarter and of the corresponding quarter in last year, and EBITDA margin is at 12% versus 11% last year. The finance cost for the quarter has slightly gone up due to higher volumes in electric bus segment, despite higher utilization of export packing credits and lower utilization of cash credit in insulator division, and also due to availment of intercorporate loan for acquiring of land in previous quarter. These are the two factors which has resulted in increase in finance cost. The net profit for the quarter stood at 17.5 crores versus INR 9 crores, showing a significant growth of 94% in percentage terms and in value 8.5 crores, mainly due to higher volumes in electric bus division. Coming to the full year financial highlights. There was strong increase in revenue, with overall revenue growing by 111%, mainly driven by electric bus segment. Gross margins were higher compared to those of previous year, both in percentage terms and in value terms, again due to production efficiencies in insulator division and significantly higher volumes in electric bus segment. In fixed costs, there is savings in testing and operating expenses. However, had the other administration and selling costs gone up due to higher travel and selling expenses in the current year. EBITDA stood at 80.9 crores on a full year basis versus 20.9 crores in the last year, showing significant growth in numbers and also in percentage terms. Finance costs were higher due to interest accrual of about 1.73 crores on intercorporate loan availed during previous quarter. On tax line, the tax rate at 31% for the full year is comparatively higher than last year due to one-time impact on account of company electing tax ordinance under Section 115BAA in quarter three. The net profit for the full year stood at 35.7 crores after factoring exceptional one-time severance cost of 2.55 crores versus INR 12.2 crores, showing a significant growth of INR 23.5 crores in terms of value and in terms of percentage, 192% due to higher volumes in electric bus segment. Overall, in terms of cash flow, the working capital requirements are being serviced efficiently through optimum utilization of credit facilities, better collections and internal accruals. Higher buildup of working capital as on 31st March 2022 is in line with the revenue growth. In terms of working capital days, it has reduced significantly from last year 323 days to 104 days. Overall, we believe that we are well placed and poised to deliver strong results in the financial year 2022-23 and going future years. Thank you.
So can we begin the question and answer session?
Yes.
Thank you. Participants will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amanjit Singh from Oculus Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
So firstly, congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, I just want to ask, what is the current status on the CapEx? So you said that you are planning to invest 800 crores. So by when would the facility be up? How are you planning to fund it? So what would be like the equity component? What will be the debt component? And are you looking for any fundraise from the market, right, in terms of a QIP or a rights or any promoter infusion?
Yeah. As far as the CapEx is concerned, we have acquired the land and the allotment is has been made in our company's name. So we started the initial process of leveling the land and the compound wall construction is in progress. And the board is exploring various options to fund the project. So in very short time, we'll be able to announce once the decision is made. So we are exploring both in terms of equity. I think we are, as of now, thinking of funding through equity, but the board is yet to find a form of the decision. We shortly will come back on the various options once it is finalized.
Okay, but so when are you expecting the factory to become up and running?
In about next 10 months.
Oh, in 10 months. That's the current financial year, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So my next question would be on, sir, the GCC model that is there. So what exactly does it mean for us in terms of do we sell our buses outright to a third party who then services the GCC contract, or how does that work? Where I'm coming from is the implication on Olectra Greentech's working capital and whether we will, you know, as we get more and more GCC orders, will our receivables, you know, balloon up?
Yeah. You are right. Actually, the gross cost contract involves basically three parties. Olectra Greentech Limited is the manufacturing arm, which is the OEM. So our business model is to manufacture and supply and sell the buses on an outright basis. The operating company is the company which buys buses from us and then operate on a per kilometer basis to the end customer, which is the state transport utilities. So currently under this FAME 2 and FAME 1, which followed with FAME 2, the Department of Heavy Industries is the nodal agency, which is actually managing all the subsidy aspect. So under this current scenario, it is basically the STUs which are actually sourcing the buses on a GCC model. So as far as Olectra is concerned, we are not seeing a big concern on the receivables buildup, because we have a clear-cut arrangement with the operating company to make the payment to us, and on basically 75% of the cost of the bus we will receive on or before delivery, and 25% we will receive over a period of 120 to 180 days.
Okay, 120 to 180 days. That is more reasonable. Okay, got it. So, and I had a query, sir. Our current order book is about 1,500 odd buses, right?
Yeah.
So that would translate to what in terms of crores, approximately? About 3,000 crores?
It will come, it will translate about 1,500 buses. See, we have about 1,398 buses orders on hand. Where we are planning to deliver about 1,000 buses in the coming financial year, right? So 1,000 buses will translate on an average, because we have to consider the sales mix. We have 12 meter and 9 meters. On an average, 1,500 crores is what we can expect the top line.
Okay, so 1.5 crore is a rough, looking at the current product mix, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, and this will be delivered in this year, you're saying? 1,000 buses of this year, looking at this year?
Yes, we are planning to deliver 1,000 buses in the coming financial year.
Just my final question. So the recent tender that was there of 5450 buses, it seems the TAMO was L1 across. So by how much were we kind of higher? And does this mean that we'll not receive anything out of that? Or are we like a secondary bidder somewhere where we can get a part of that bid?
At the outset, basically the tender has been announced, and the rates which have been quoted is very, very unrealistic and lower ever in the whole EV industry. And until and unless the LOA is awarded, so we cannot conclude actually, because we were L1 in several orders, but only when the LOA is awarded, we can conclude that the order has been finalized. And see, there are various tenders which are being floated, and not only the DSA related tenders which are floated, there are several states are coming up with their own tenders, with their own subsidy programs. And with the market share we have, and the performance and technology advantage we have, and the first mover advantage we are confident of basically getting a lot of orders from various states under the state subsidy programs. For example, Pune Municipal Corporation, which under the Smart City program has actually ordered about 500 buses. So similarly, we are expecting a lot of tenders from other states as well.
Okay, understood, sir, understood. But in this CESL one of 5,400 odd buses, there we've not gotten anything L1, right?
In some of the, we are not L1 in 5,450 buses, yes.
Got it. Okay, sir, thank you. That's it from my side. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. A couple of questions. One is, there's been a substantial reduction in working capital in FY22. So what has led to that, and how much of this is sustainable?
How much of this
is sustainable?
See, last year, all of us are aware to be entire country, entire world, we're actually going through COVID pandemic situation. So, which has led to a buildup of receivable. And see, basically all the state transport utilities also has not cleared the delivery of the buses. Now, our operating company has got financial sanctions in almost all the projects. And all the operations are now running on to full capacity from last October. So that has led to realization of the receivables. And then we hope that the trend will continue in the near future, in the near years to come.
Okay. Got it. Second question pertains to the cost inflation which we are seeing on the battery prices given the inflation and the input price. So what's the cost inflation we are seeing for the battery prices so far?
Yeah. See, basically, the component of battery is about 25-30% of the total sale price of the bus. So, and as you are aware, the COVID situation and the current Ukraine-Russia war has led to inflation in the battery cost. But we are in discussion with our technology partners, and we understand this phase of battery increase is temporary and likely to get corrected by the end of this financial year. So as far as we are concerned, there is sufficient inventory which has protected for whatever increase price increase in the battery costs are concerned. That is one aspect. And second is on Olectra, it doesn't impact so much because we operate on costless model when we build to our customers.
Okay. And we largely use LFP batteries, right? And not NMC as much.
Come again, I was not clear about your question, please.
The battery technology which we use is LFP or NMC?
LFP, yes, you're right, LFP.
LFP, okay. And lastly, with respect to the PLI scheme incentive which we're awarded, Olectra was in the part of that list. So how do we continue to compete in the market where some of our peers would have between 11%-18% incentive under the scheme? Are you seeing some impact of that already in this ESL tender where Tata Motors was L1 bidder who would have bidded based on that incentive?
See, the prices at which the bidding was done is definitely not sustainable for any OEM. This has been very aggressive. And as far as we are concerned, we have been, except for the battery and battery management system, we have localized our bus manufacturing in India. So we are definitely seeing cost reduction because over a period of next 6 to 12 months' time, except the battery and battery management system, everything is localized. So, and we have a very robust R&D team. So we have been working on various variants and introducing new products. And not only that, we are focusing on the untapped markets like the private and the private sector and the intercity operations. Definitely, and the last mile connectivity product, which is 7 meters. So by introducing the new products and then exploring the new markets, untapped markets, overall scheme of things, we are well placed.
Okay, great. And lastly, any update on the electric LCV which we are planning to launch? Any further update on that with respect to timeline?
Electric truck.
LCV, electric light commercial vehicle.
Yeah, see, basically, we have proud to announce we have conducted, we have completed our, we have just started the trials of our electric truck in the month of April. And shortly after completion of trials, in the next few months, we are likely to launch for commercial operations.
This would mean what tonnage segment?
This is a trucks and tippers. So this will be a game changer as far as the market is concerned because we are the first company to have introducing electric trucks.
Got it. Thanks. I'll call back into you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of K. Sudhakar Rao from Transprint Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Sharad.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Sudhakar.
Yeah, most of the queries that I had in my mind, they have already answered in responding to the previous questions. One thing that I had in mind was the company has a capacity of 1,000 buses, sir. and the order book of around 1400 buses, but only less than 300 buses were delivered in the last financial year. What is the reason?
So initially, as you are aware, it was COVID related issues. So which actually and if you see the first half, we have delivered only about 29 buses. First half, we have delivered 29 buses. From 29 buses, we have delivered roughly 230 plus buses in the second half. And we hope the numbers will be better than Q3 and Q4 going forward.
Okay. Coming back to the recent CSL large order tender, where there was very aggressive bidding here. With a difference between L1 and L2, I came to know it is about 20%. Going forward, do you see a big pressure on the margins for the electric buses?
Yeah, Mr. Sudhakar, this is Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary. I think this prices variance we have to see from tender to tender. Because if for the same bus, actually the same number but they floated by different STUs will have different parameters, because associated parameters might be different, like electricity, assured kilometers, real estate development. All these sometimes actually it will be in the bidder scope, sometimes it will be in the STU scope. So we can't compare these prices, and going forward, same scenario might be there for every tender. So tender to tender, it will vary definitely. But recent tender, actually the difference is there. We have to see that going forward.
So you don't see it as a big threat going forward, okay?
We don't see in that way.
Achha. What is the
volumes are there, actually big side people may take aggressive sometimes actually. But if you see normally, because the same number of buses floated by other STUs, prices are not that. Because actually, as I mentioned to you, the parameters behind that for costing purpose are different. It is not the question of only number of buses and model. Other associated parameters also there. So that's the reason actually that the difference might come actually. Going forward, we are not seeing that would be a threat for us.
Yeah. In my opinion, intercity buses, because of the range of our buses, technologically very advanced. So maybe we will be able to do better in the intercity.
We are going to explore the untapped market, which is intercity, and then other lot of cities are there which are coming up.
Any thoughts on hydrogen vehicles, because they are the part now the next coming future.
Lot of things are on table. Definitely we will be, wherever there's an opportunity, we will be exploring. And at the appropriate point in time, we will come back to the investors.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sahil.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of MK Sethi from Almonds Global. Please go ahead. MKCT, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question from the line of Rajiv Vora from Group Landmark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. My question was that your technology partner, BYD, has got into passenger cars in India. So any plans of Olectra getting into a local assembly or manufacturing with them?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
See, as of now, no such plans. We are right now focusing on electric buses, and then we are going to introduce electric trucks. And so electric trucks and tippers is going to be a big market opportunity for us.
Okay, because there were some discussions between Olectra and Blue Dart and all that. That's why I was asking this question for some models of BYD or for commercial use.
So as of now, there is no such plan, sir.
Okay.
For passenger, entering into passenger vehicles.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Ritvik Ram from Freelance Investor and Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Ritvik this side, sir. Congratulations for the stellar performance of Electra Greentech. My question is that any plans of selling the insulator business to focus on the electric vehicle business? And secondly, sir, I've seen your books of your organization. As a part of corporate governance, does your organization have a group gratuity plan funded to protect the interest of the employees? So these are my questions.
Yeah. Coming to the first question, as of now, there are no intentions of to divest insulator business. Insulator business as such is a cash cow. It is sustained on its own. So there are no such plans as of now. Second is regarding gratuity. It is not funded as of now. So we follow the actuarial method as per accounting standards and we make adequate provision. As of now, it is not funded. We will explore in future.
Okay, sir. One more thing is that, sir, so PMI Photon is another player which is coming up, sir. How do you see PMI Photon as far as the rates are concerned? Because PMI Photon is again a Chinese player. So any thoughts on that?
Hi, this is Hanuman. This PMI Photon is there for the last 2-3 years. They were one of the competitors with Valakra since long, actually. We are not seeing anything new, actually. We can foresee the competition more.
And to add to that, see, there is a scope for the electric industry is nascent. And there's a large opportunity for many players to come in. So there is scope for everyone to come in to have their own pie. So we don't see a threat from PMI. So it's one of the emerging players.
Not only PMI, many new players are coming, but only one thing we have to see, actually market is going like anything. Right now, CESL tender 5,000 buses, price discovery done, even though that is yet to conclude. Then CESL announced another 10,000 buses. So likewise, market is growing like anything. So that even though these new players are coming forward, we don't think actually it's anything threat to Valakra. Rather, we would say it's good for industry and country.
Okay, sir. And how do you look at the bottom line going forward? As Mr. K.V. Pradeep mentioned in one of the news channels that your bottom line will grow year on year by at least 10%. I mean the profitability.
See, on an overall volume, we expect the EBITDA to be in the region of 10-12%.
Quarter on quarter or year on year?
Quarter on quarter to year on year, we expect the margins to be in the region of 10-12%.
Okay. That's all, sir. I'm very happy with the answers, sir. I have nothing else to say. I'm very happy to be a proud shareholder of Electra Greentech.
Thank you very much.
I've been holding it since 2017.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Siddharth Agarwal from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Heartiest congratulations for a wonderful set of numbers and performance. I've also been an active shareholder of yours for a long time. So just three questions, and lastly, I'll take them one by one. So firstly, sir, what support do you get from the government with respect to timely payment of your FAME-II subsidy? If you can answer this, then I'll go to the next question.
Yeah. See, as far as the subsidy is concerned, it is by the subsidy is managed by the operating company which owns the bus. But to give a clarity on the subsidy, how it works, the government of India through DHL, they give 20% of the subsidy amount at the time of signing the agreement. And 40% of the subsidy amount is released on delivery of the bus. And the balance 40% of the amount is delivered after 6 months of operational performance of the bus. The subsidy is in the region of 45 lakhs to 55 lakhs, depending on the model.
Adding to Mr. Sharath, basically the subsidy recipient is our SPV, which is going to operate the company. Valakra side, actually, it will be an outright sale to that SPV. So that the subsidy collection would be in the hands of, shall be dealt by the SPV, which is going to operate.
So sir, suppose your selling price is around figure of 2 crore rupees for a 12-meter bus, 55 lakhs, but we'll get 2 crore from our operating.
As far as your rate is concerned, on outright sale we'll get the 2 crores.
And our company, our operating company gets it like 20, 40 and 40.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. And sir, you mentioned about the 7-meter bus, and one of my friends had just gone to Pune. He said everywhere we see new electric buses. So what is the market size that you're seeing in, for example, Pune, where you're operating the largest number of buses for your 7-meter bus, since it's full of corporates over there?
See, basically, as of now, we are operating both 12 meters and 9 meters in Pune, and it's going to be the largest in terms of operations of electric buses. It's going to be 650 buses very shortly. So, 7 meters, we are exploring, we are discussing with various corporates and institutions.
Yeah. Okay. And are you saying that? Fine, sir. And so the last question is, are you ready, sir?
Yeah, please.
With respect, our 12 meters, everyone says the Electra's range is the highest. So would you be able to quantify for our 12 meter bus, what kind of range does a BST get versus, Tata Motors, which we see a lot in Bombay now?
See, our buses in Bombay, we operate not 12 meters, it is 9 meters. And our buses operate more than more than the assured kilometers on a single charge. So generally, our buses can operate 200 to 225 kilometers
on a single charge. So 200 to 225 on a single charge, you think?
Yes, 200 to 225 on a single charge for 9 meters. And 12 meters, it will operate about 250 plus kilometers. So it depends on, it depends on the application. So in Hyderabad, our buses operate on a daily basis 350 plus kilometers. And on a single charge, it's about 250 plus kilometers they operate.
Okay. Okay. And our next best competitor, would you be able to comment anything on that?
We do not want to comment on the competitor, but we are way ahead of the competition.
Yeah, that I know, sir. So, all the best for your future performance, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on good numbers. Couple of questions from my end. Firstly, company has been participating in multiple tender and possibly CESL will come out with more tenders for other cities. Recently, media reports have been indicating another 10,000 bus tenders are on the anvil. What is the opportunity size which you are looking for in the near term? My second question is, what is the sustainable ROEs which the company is targeting over the medium term? Currently, it is in single digits.
Coming to the second question, our return on net worth is about 5% now, and so we expect definitely there is an improvement because the volume started picking up from quarter three onwards. So going forward, we are expecting consistent delivery of buses. Once we have consistent delivery, definitely the ROCE and ROE will improve. And coming back to your first question, CESL tender 1 itself is not concluded. And the 10,000 buses, definitely we will expect definitely reasonable orders in the coming 10,000 numbers.
Not only from CESL, Mr. Actually, because so many states, other states also coming forward aggressively. So CESL is the one actually price discovery for 10,000 recently they announced they are yet to come. So other states like Best, actually Pune, so many other states, they are already floated and we are in the process. And definitely we are sure and confident get good number of orders.
Thank you, sir. Wishing you all the best there. Just one more query from my end. In terms of the dynamics and the profitability, how would the three-wheeler business be different from that of the buses?
Significantly different in terms of technology and all. And we, it's more of a volume-driven, single huge volume. So it will be more of a top line and not on bottom line. We don't expect significant margin.
Got it, sir. And this will be mainly outright sale versus buses, which are mainly GCC.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amanjit Singh from Oculus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, so we have bid for certain buses in GCC as a part of a SPV, where we are a part of a SPV, I think, then EV is a part of the consortium as well. So in that case, Olectra is selling outright to the SPV, but how is the SPV funding those buses? Like, do they have any banking arrangements, or how do they go about that?
Yeah. See, one third, to just give a clarity, one third of the cost of the bus, they get subsidy.
Right, but that, as you mentioned earlier on, that comes in three installments, right?
Correct. And two third, they have actually, out of two third, one third will be debt and one third will be equity. And they have financial closures in almost all the projects.
Okay, so two third is debt funded there.
Two-third is debt and equity by the parent company.
Okay, two-third is debt and equity and one-third is subsidy.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Chokani from Black Gold LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I primarily have two questions. Number one being... you've announced a CAPEX plan and you also mentioned that the board will decide the way of funding. So internally, when can we expect financial closure for something of this size, considering it's such a large CAPEX, number one. Number two, you mentioned that you're going to be delivering about 70-80% of your order book this year itself. And you're doing a large CAPEX of 10,000 buses, if I'm not wrong. So where do you, I mean, over the next year, year and a half, 2 years, when your CAPEX is going to be ready, where do you see this demand coming from? Because you're clearly very, very bullish on the tipper business also. So if you can throw some light, the tenders that you're looking forward to, I mean, even though there is the 10,000 bus order, what other, and you mentioned a couple of times in the call that there are a lot of other states that are wanting to give out tenders. So what is the kind of inflow that one may expect for the bus business? And two, if you can throw a little more light on the tipper business in terms of, I understand you can't talk about your technology partner, but what is the kind of volumes that you could do and where can these volumes be generated from? Thank you.
Yeah. Your first question was on the funding. I think very shortly, in 4 to 8 weeks time, we will be basically finalizing on the fundraising plan, and we definitely will come back to the investors. The second is the capacity. What we are planning to build is, to start with, we will have a capacity of over 5,000 buses / tippers, which will be expanded to 10,000 buses / tippers, trucks and tippers. As far as the market for trucks and tippers are concerned, it is quite huge. And these tippers are used in mining, irrigation and construction site. And as you are aware, our promoter also is a very large company in terms of mining, irrigation and construction projects, EPC. So there is a lot of opportunity in our side, wherein we could replace the conventional ICE trucks and tippers with electric tippers, tippers and trucks. So there is a huge opportunity for us, and this will be an outright model, unlike GCC in case of electric buses.
Sir, how are these tippers going to be priced at versus, say, your IC engine tippers?
So as of now, it is not yet finalized. We will have appropriate time.
I mean, even if you give us a brief idea in terms of percentage, is it going to be 50% higher?
As of now, it's too early actually, because we have just started the trial. Once the commercial trials are completed, once we do the commercial launch, we will start building sale of buses. As of now, we don't have any such numbers.
Sure. And so you mentioned about MEIL having a large population of tippers which can be replaced to Olectra itself. What number can that be? If you can give us some sense. The reason I'm asking you this question is because I want to understand, when you're building a capacity of this size, how much of it is actually going to be catered to for the tipper business? Because like I said, it seems like you're extremely bullish on that part of the business also. I understand the bus business depends a lot on what tenders you bid for, what tenders come out. And if the tipper business is not the GCC model, which is an outright OEM business, it can be extremely profitable and easy to turn around. So what is the kind of number that someone can expect, say, I don't mean on a short-term basis, I'm saying even once you announce, and what kind of economics can it sort of generate for a business like Olectra? That's what I'm trying to beg you, sir.
It's complementary. Tippers and trucks will be much, in terms of complexity, much lesser than buses. And it's an outright sale. And we expect actually these are very, very tentative numbers. Anywhere between 500 to 1,000 to start with.
This will be first year of operations, is what you're saying?
Maybe 12 months to 15 months.
Okay. And the turning around in terms of production is similar to a bus? Is that fair to assume?
Yes. It's complementary. That is the reason I'm saying it's much less complex.
Okay. And so there's also I think, a three-wheeler electric thing that Olectra has got into, if I read that correctly. If you can throw some light on that, if there are any tenders that you all have bid for or won, then how will it be manufactured? And if you can just throw some light there, it could be helpful too.
See, basically, we participated through a consortium, which is a three-wheeler manufacturing company. We got about 13,650 numbers of three-wheelers, wherein Olectra will have about 50% share. So again, the cities and the number allocation is still in October. I think very shortly it will be finalized. And it will definitely add to our top end growth. As I mentioned, margins are basically to start with, we may not get great margins.
Sure. And so what about the batteries for these three-wheelers? Where does that come from a technology standpoint?
It is actually, we have actually having a consortium tie-up with the already a manufacturing company, three-wheeler manufacturing company.
Can be open for you.
So, and not much of great technology like what is there for buses is required for three-wheelers.
Right, I understand that.
It is locally procured in India.
Okay, it's a local company from Hyderabad, is it, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So like I said, just lastly, if you could just clarify on the first question I asked, if you can give us some numbers in terms of number of buses that you expect. I mean, I'm not going to hold you against it, just to get an idea of what kind of numbers internally you guys are budgeting to sort of cater to this capacity for the bus business, for the electric bus business exclusively. What kind of, I mean, the potential, like you said, can be 20,000-30,000. The order, I mean, the potential size of, or if you give me some size and give me some, you know, market share, to some extent, I can generate some numbers in my head, I guess.
See, basically, we cannot give any guideline, but what we can say is this year we did about 259 buses. From 259 buses, we are going to definitely go up to 1,000 buses, is what we are planning. And then it's going to definitely substantially increase from there.
Sure. All right. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praful Rai from Arjava Partners. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. The first one is, we are talking of delivering 1,000 buses this year. This is out of 1,380 buses order which we have. Are we not assuming some new orders to come in this year which will be delivered during the course of the year?
It's quite possible.
So will we be able to deliver 1,000 or is the 1,000 number sufficient given the capacity we have? Yes, we do have capacity. So if I may ask, what is the capacity we can deliver? Suppose we get an obligation to deliver 200 more buses for the year. Will we be able to deliver it?
Yes, we can make about 6 buses a day.
6 buses a day?
Yeah.
On a sort of a 300 days cycle or 350 days?
We can work 350 days.
Yeah, based on the order requirements.
Okay, if there is a requirement, we can deliver a few hundred buses over and above 1,000.
Yes.
Okay, see, that is one question I have. Second, a few months back, taken over a company called Avitrans Private Limited. In the release we had given on the exchange, this company would be in the business of operating and leasing buses. I had one question. The leasing of buses, and this would be effectively the subsidiary of Olectra. So given this background, is it right to assume that the buses with the Olectra Greentech would be selling would be leased out through its 100% subsidiary, or that this vehicle would be used for some other purpose?
Yeah, I'll just would like to clarify. Avitrans is no longer subsidiary of Olectra. Initially it was subsidiary of Olectra, later it was divested, and it is 100% subsidiary of MEIL Holding.
So Olectra very clearly has an obligation only to manufacture buses, and its obligation just ends there. We are not in operating and leasing.
Correct.
Wow, that is very nice. And sir, third, I saw some videos of the tipperies that are made. Congratulations, it's a beautiful one. I assume there will be massive market and demand for that. I think you have also, in the last call, you said they will be going for homologation sometime in March and April. If I may know, by when can we start delivering the first tipper in the market?
Maybe this financial year, 2022-23, definitely we are aiming to deliver some numbers.
How much are we ready at our end? Suppose we get like in the second half, first half, can you give some tentative timeline?
We cannot actually give any numbers, but definitely we are confident of generating and producing and then delivering in the second half.
Okay, sir, one more question, if I may. We ended this year with 1380 buses, which is a very healthy order backlog. Any targets you have set for what you want to do for the next year?
As I mentioned to you, it is going to go up significantly from 259 buses to 1,000 buses, and 1,000 buses definitely will go up significantly.
No, sir, I had that other question. We have an order backlog. That is a backlog of delivering 1,380 buses as on 31st March.
Rest of the orders, and then definitely parallelly we will be getting new orders. And see, for every order, there's a process. There's once we get an LOA, there's a proto which gets cleared by the customer, and then we will have time of 6 months to 15 months to deliver the buses. It depends upon the size of the order. So we are definitely confident of completing the backlog of orders and then supplying new orders as well.
Right, I think this is good. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot for answering this. Congratulations for great set of numbers. Wish you best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kale from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. So just had a couple of questions. One was on the, are there any plans in terms of future? Are we looking at doing, say, mini trucks for last mile connectivity? The reason I asked this is I think Tata Motors has just kind of announced a foray here. So any plans of mini trucks?
I'm not clear about your question. It was not very audible. Can you repeat, please?
No, I was saying, is there any plan of, say, doing mini trucks for last mile connectivity? Tata Motors has just announced a foray here, so just wanted to check with you.
As of now, we are exploring, but we are first focusing on tippers and trucks.
And you know, in our buses, take a 7 meter is last mile.
Yes. As I mentioned to you, the 7 meter bus will cater to the last mile connectivity and the corporates and other private.
Okay. And the second part was you had launched this a few months back. You had launched this intercity Mumbai Pune Puri bus. So just wanted to understand the feedback for this kind of service, and any plans of say launching these services across different states.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the feedback has been very encouraging, and as also I mentioned that we are exploring the untapped market, which is again intercity. Definitely, we will be conducting a lot of trials.
Okay. Lastly, just excluding batteries, how are the localization levels for say some of the other components, be it say motors, motor controllers? So if you could just throw some light on that.
See, except the battery and battery management system and some child parts related to powertrain, everything we have localized.
Okay. So that's entirely being done domestically. Okay. Thank you. Those are the questions for me.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much actually for the call, Axis Capital team and all the investors. And we look forward for a very strong and encouraging result going forward. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Axis Capital, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.